The Bird Show.
Hey, is this Olivia or Deborah?
This is Deborah.
Hey, Deborah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hold on, we'll get Olivia on. Hi, Olivia, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome
hey,
back.
Girls,
welcome
hey.
Back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be back.
All right. Jen and Wendy are going to spearhead this, but we're starting. You guys are kicking off this single girl boot camp that we're doing all week, and it's about, you know, helping single ladies navigate the dating waters. The reason we have you guys joining us is because, you know, we originally talked to you in studio about texting, but questions have come up about Facebook commenting and tweeting and direct messages and at replies and so much more than texting. So that's why you guys, that's what you're representing, the social media aspect of dating.
And we just get a ton of email from listeners. Anytime that Wendy and I talk about dating or being single, whenever we share it on the show, we get lots of responses from other women listening who are single or maybe newly single getting back out on the scene. And so all the social media is this really new element to dating now that nobody's really navigated that before. So we were kind of wondering if you can give us like some rules of thumb, some definite things to always remember when you're on those sites.
Right. I mean, I guess the biggest thing to remember is, you know, we never before were inundated with all these, like, technologies and our kind of, like, 24/7 coverage of our lives on Facebook and people are tweeting now. I mean, there's just so much going on that I think everybody just needs to be mindful that if you do saturate these communication lines early on, and I'm talking, you know, you're emailing, you're BlackBerry messengering, you're Facebooking with, you know, your crush, that it's just probably going to burn out that love connection really quickly because you're just kind of so attainable and out there and everything about you is out there that you're kind of losing that mystery, which is the really the kind of thing that you want to keep, especially in early on in the love connection.
Is there like a guideline to go by? Because, you know, the texting and the tweeting can be somewhat private. But if you're going to Facebook message someone, like comment on their wall and post something, that almost seems like it's a question that has to be, or an issue that has to be addressed beforehand, because people might not want to know who, you know, like if I'm dating somebody, I might not want the whole world to know it just yet if we've only been on one date. Is there a guideline?
Well, here's the rule that we always tell single girls is that you should refrain from being Facebook friends or, like, Facebook friending someone to, like, the fourth date. I mean, let's face it, the first, you know, three dates are, you know, you kind of feeling that person out. I think by the fourth one, you can safely say that you guys are dating and headed that on that road. So we tend to kind of hold back on whether the girl's Facebook friending him or whether he's Facebook friending her. Just kind of hold out on that because, I mean, I think that's the safest way to go about that situation.
So what if you're already Facebook friends with your crush? Should we delete them or just avoid posting anything on their wall?
Yeah, definitely avoid. You know, you don't want... It's very... you don't want everybody to know what's going on. And like Olivia said, you want to keep the mystery. So, and guys also don't appreciate it when a girl that they just started a date posts on their Facebook page, hey, I had a great time last night, because early on, that's not a good move to make.
It's too clingy.
It's also a private thing. I mean, I think that's something that you can private message on Facebook and not make it public domain, you know?
Right.
I mean, the biggest turnoff to guys that we've gotten is that when a girl comments like every single status or picture or link that they put up. I mean, it reeks of trying too hard, and it's just, it's like you don't want everybody knowing, you know, you that you're out there and you have nothing better to do but to comment on his wall.
Well, and too, don't you think it needs to be, the tone needs to be light and fun? Like in any sort of text communication or social networking, like to me it should stay light and fun. Any sort of serious subject matter, I feel like you should talk about.
Oh, absolutely. No, texting, Facebooking, BBMing, it's all supposed to be light and fun because we have found that a very big misconception that people have come across is that that they think that now that texting's around that you need to have all these conversations on texting, but that's actually absolutely incorrect. You know, texting and Facebooking and all those things are ways to supplement a relationship that should also include phone calls and face-to-face, because that's right. How you build a relationship. And all those other fun things in social media should be just that. They should be fun and light.
Exactly. Yeah, because I think that that's a mistake that a lot of women make, is they'll get serious or they'll like try to express their emotions in that way. And it's like, you can't really do that. You can't express a serious emotion and then an emoticon to really get across. Like,
a smiley face.
Yeah, a smiley or a wink or a sad or whatever it is. So like really say what you need to say. I think it should just be fun and flirty and light.
Yeah, keep and the great light. Thing about flirting in these social media environments is that you're able to flirt in a controlled environment. You're mm-hmm. able to actually think about what you want to say and how it's going to make you look before putting it out there. So if you're smart about it, then it could really, really help you out.
Mm-hmm. And for Single Girl Boot Camp, what would be your suggestion before immediately replying to something you get from a boy? So say you get like a flirty text from a boy or a flirty direct message or whatever else it is. Like, do you have any advice on, okay, before you reply, you should do what?
You should stop.
Stop yourself. Stop and think.
Well, what we usually say is that the first thing that pops into your mind is most likely impulsive and driven by emotion. So what you want to say initially is probably, you're going to think of something better in an hour, you know? And, like, just hold off. There's no need. Just because it's speedy technology doesn't mean you need to be speedy with your response.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the rule that you applied to texting when we had you in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
For
it's the same kind of thing. Like if you take your time, then you can be like witty and light and funny.
Now we had a guy in studio, actually a friend of the Bird Show, a couple months ago, and he approached a girl. He got invited to a party that he couldn't attend, but then was looking at the pictures of the party, and in those pictures found a girl that he thought was attractive. So checked out her Facebook page. And whatever he saw on her Facebook page, she's like, wow, this is a cool girl. So he sent her a message, not a public message, a private message on Facebook, and asked her if there was any, you know, if she's single and if she wouldn't mind grabbing a cup of coffee.
And I thought his approach was kind of cute because he said, you know, I was supposed to go to the party where you went and, you know, kind of, man, I'm really mad I missed it because I missed the chance of meeting you.
So the question is that is Facebook or any social media that has a picture attached, is that an acceptable medium for meeting
the initial
people?
Approach?
Yeah, for the initial meeting.
I think people are using it, absolutely. I think people are actively using it almost as a dating site at this point. And if, you know, the rule, I mean, I think it's cute and safe to say what that guy did is appropriate. And, you know, it's also based on whether this girl is interested, and most likely they have a lot of friends, mutual friends in common, and she'll probably check that out and go mm-hmm. and ask around her friends and get his story before she probably responds. And that's the thing, is it's going to be based on those mutual friends and what they have to say about him.
Well, what she did do is she immediately defriended him, which we found amusing.
She blocked him.
Blocked him,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so he couldn't contact her anymore, which led us to believe that she was a psycho. And he and
well,
that was the best
and
decision.
My rule with guys that I don't know, strangers, sending me a private message saying that they think I'm cute and would I want to go out sometime, I ignore all of them, every single one of them. If you give me a generic Facebook private message the same way you would give me a generic text message, mm-hmm. I don't think you're putting in effort. I think it could be a mass message that you copy and paste to a bunch of girls.
Right.
If you want to make yourself stand out, then you need to, you know, what you said, what this guy did, where he mentioned a party that he knew she was going to, which could be a little bit crazy on his end, but if he had said something, you know, that they had in common, and I know your friend, this person, and that sort of stuff, if you make it personal that, you know, a girl knows you didn't just copy and paste it, I think that's better for you. I mean, it gives you a better step ahead in the right direction.
The what about the issue of infidelity online? Like, once you're exclusive with someone, are you allowed to comment on members of the opposite sex's pictures?
Yeah, if you do it,
why not?
Very lightly. I mean, if you don't say anything inappropriate, absolutely. And because you know that, you know, it says it on your page that you just talked about somebody else's photos, so your significant other is going to check that out if she's able to. And also, there's a level of trust that you have to have, you know, with social media.
I actually, though, a little story. Like, there's someone I know that is in a relationship with someone else, living with them, and on Facebook, and it says so on their status. However, mm-hmm. The guy continues to hit on other girls.
Mm.
And it's like, you have to be, none of these girls, he's a really good-looking guy. He's got a lot going for him. But, like, are you serious? Like, there's pictures posted of you and your girlfriend everywhere. It says, in a relationship with blank. I don't know what people are thinking that that's okay to do. It's a huge, weird thing to me.
Let me ask you guys about chivalry, because a lot of people would argue that chivalry is dead and mm-hmm. that technology makes it even more easy for chivalry to be dead. How does a single girl navigate, being in the world of texting and social networking while dating, because it's just a part of it now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no avoiding. That's just the way it goes now. But still being able to expect to date a gentleman or expect some chivalry at some stage of the game.
I think it's about mixing it up. It's about knowing that a guy that really likes you will call you at some point, and hopefully early on, to make a date, but we'll use texting to flirt with you. We'll send a funny post on your Facebook page when he's thinking of you, and who's going to mix it all up?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's true. I think, the most important thing is, I think, if you have to wait for that phone call. I think that is, out of all these social media, everything that's going on, whether he Facebooks you and gets your phone number that way, it's got to come down to the phone call.
Right. Okay.
So,
cool.
Like, phone call, like, in person, like, talking?
Yes, like, talking.
Do you remember that?
Personal phone, right?
Yeah.
Hearing their voice, yeah.
I don't understand.
You can express... still place calls on your phone.
I know. You can express so much more with your voice than your thumbs, Jeff.
Hey, Deborah and Olivia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure.
Thanks, you guys.
We appreciate it. And the name of the book is called Flirt Texting.
Flirt Texting, yeah.
It's really good.
And it's an awesome book.
It's such a great book. I have used it more than one time as like a guide for how to do it.
And do we have time to tell you one more super big tip about Facebook?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Olivia and I were doing sort of a Facebook makeover boot camp with some of our guy friends, and we noticed that a lot of our guy friends have absolutely ridiculous photos, and when a girl gets a guy's number, the first thing she's going to do, whether she's friends with you or not, is check out your Facebook profile. So you have to make sure that picture is very, very wonderful, and you're not doing anything in it that she could disagree with. So if you go to flirttexting.com on our blog today, we've listed the 25 worst things you could possibly be doing in your Facebook profile picture.
We'll link that up to our website.
Great. Well,
that's very cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day. Have a great
Bye,
week.
You too.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.